This morning, we want to spend some time talking about a project that we've been working on for a lot of years together. But I just want to kind of take note of that song, because I know as we talk about building stuff and finances, lots of you are here this morning like wondering how you're going to make it for the next round. You're dealing with the loss of someone close to you. There's heavy pressures, and I'm so grateful that we can collaborate together on building stuff and reaching out to the community. And last week we were talking about missions around the world and serving refugees. I'm blown away sometimes that we can do that stuff when we, in our personal lives, we're hanging on for dear life. So I trust that little course. I can't believe that it was written in 1992, though. I think that the date is wrong, because I don't think we were writing with King James English as much in 92. But I hope that song speaks to you and is the way that God meets you where you're at this morning. 3 years ago, we began a journey as a church that was in part motivated by this verse from Jeremiah. Seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. That verse gave us some direction and stood behind what we have called the Open the Door Project. And although those words were originally written to some Hebrew people who were actually refugees living in exile in what we know as the modern country of Iraq, we felt that these words spoke to us about how we live in the town of Cochrane and engage or open our doors, so to speak, to the people who live around us. And we felt that God was calling us to seek the good, the economic, social, environmental, and spiritual well-being of all Cochranites, not just those who think like us or believe like us, and thus this idea of opening our doors. Now, certainly, as we began that project, we had and have some definite needs as a church community. We needed some space to contain a kids' ministry that was growing steadily each year, as well as a growing staff team. And I don't mean just that we were growing this way, but in numbers as well. We also wanted some space beyond this room, which is a great room, but some more space which could be used for adult ministry during the weekends. And at that time, in our former configuration of this building, really every single little spot we had was being taken up by kids on Sunday, which really limited our capacity to serve adults or do things beyond Sunday school ministry on Sunday mornings. So as I said, we wanted space that could be used for our ministry, but also for all kinds of different uses during the week, not just for us, but for community users, organizations, art clubs, music societies, individuals who are looking for a place to gather, to meet, often to serve the needs of the community around us. And at that time, as we began this project, our midweek rentals were doubling every year over year, 100% increase in rentals year over year. So, after a lot of deliberation and prayer and discussion planning, we launched what we called Open the Door, to build a space located, as before, right here in the heart of Cochrane that could help us reach our ministry goals, but also serve our friends and our neighbors and our partners. And now, here we are, 3 years later, sitting in a building that is the physical realization of that dream. And this morning, we want to take a few minutes to bring you the whole scoop, so to speak, on Open the Door. First and foremost, we want to say thank you. This has taken a lot of sacrifice, a lot of inconvenience, and we appreciate the hundreds of you who have made those sacrifices and been inconvenienced gladly. But beyond that, and beyond saying thank you, we want to consider what has brought us here, what's been going on in the first 2.5 months back, and how you can still partner with us in the months and years ahead as we move beyond just, hey, it's new, it's neat, it's cool, but to getting back to doing what we need to do, and that's growing up people in the faith and reaching out in Jesus' name. So first, let me just tell you a little bit about what's happening this fall. And I'm really pleased to say that our doors are indeed open. After a year where, when we were at Bow Valley Baptist, where our Sunday school numbers were substantially lower because of what many of you said was service time, was difficult to get to there regularly, I want to tell you that we have lots of kids, again, that meet all around us every Sunday morning. Most Sundays, around 150 kids are in kids' ministry each week. And a number of Sundays this fall, at least three times, we've gone over 160 children that are here. So those are numbers that we've never seen before in our kids' ministry. And we've got great feedback that the space we've got is more than adequate. We have room to go. Not all of our spaces are even in use right now. So we're glad that that's happening. We are also seeing great attendance midweek at youth group on Wednesday nights. They're meeting, again, in the same spaces here on Wednesday nights. Our preteen program meets, that's called Momentum, meets here on Tuesdays after school. There is exciting stuff going on in our student ministry. Some of you here were last night for a fundraiser for another group of students that will be heading to Guatemala next or this coming winter. Beyond that, we're going to be telling you in the new year a little bit about an initiative where in all the high schools in Cochrane, we hope to see a student-led Alpha program being led by students in each of those schools, maybe even in some of our junior highs. And so we're seeing some great things happen in the younger set. Some of you are students here this morning. Moms and Tots, together with the Connection Cafe, are seeing some neat thing happen with families on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. We are already thinking about running some new initiatives here, including running an Alpha program concurrently with our Sunday morning service, our second Sunday morning service starting in January. So we hope to be able to say to folks, hey, if you want to come explore the meaning of life during our second service, we're going to run one of those in probably Creekside as the service goes, or you can hear a really good preacher talk. It'll be difficult to choose between the videos or the sermons that are going on here. We also are going to be letting you know in just a few weeks about a new initiative we're going to be running called Freedom Session. Many of us have brokenness, stuff in our past, habits, hang-ups, pain that just kind of sits there in the background. And unless we deal with that, it's difficult to move forward and experience the full life that Jesus has come to offer us. And so Freedom Session is another major initiative we're going to be telling you about in just a few weeks. That'll launch right after the new year. And I'm happy to say that this idea of collaboration with community groups and community users is already beginning to roll. So let me give you a few examples. In October, we hosted a fundraising banquet here for a ministry called Prison Fellowship, which seeks to reach out to folks who are incarcerated and bring the good news of Jesus to inmates. That was held here on October, the same weekend we had the Tim and the Glory Boys Hootenanny. 2 weeks ago, the Cochrane Music Society had their big fall concert here. Just in the past few weeks, have had a number of community partners hosting events here. I want to show you a little video that highlights, you get to see the Pregnancy Care Center holding just this week a planning session as they're thinking about taking a whole new big step to serve moms and families in our community. Why don't we roll that? You're going to see that. And then an interview with two ladies from the social arm of our town talking about some events that they've recently hosted here. So this first little bit is just the planning session that they had just this past week on the 15th. I think there was about 40 people around roundtable discussions talking about where they're going to go
Candy
next.
I'm Candy Wiesner. I'm the programmer here at Cochrane Family Community Support Services. been here almost 10 years. And in that time, planning programs and events in our community. Three times. That has included holding a professional development three-day workshop called Basic Facilitation Skills. And that's one that we recently held just last week over at Cochrane Alliance Church. And actually, that's where we've held it each time because it's just the perfect facility in the community and even better now since the renovations.
My name is Anne-Marie Toker, and I am the coordinator of the Resource Center. We have partnered with the Alliance Church for many years, and it's been a wonderful partnership. So the Alliance Church has offered, provided us space to collect donations, and then offered us the location to host the event for a number of years. The location is central. It's accessible, and it's a warm and inviting space. And the Alliance Church has worked with us closely to just encourage us to use the space however we need to make our event the best that it can be.
So I know there's our little snapshots here and there, but again, I just want to celebrate with you that the reasons for which we did all this stuff, already that is beginning to happen, and we hope as we continue to make connections with organizations and people around us that we can see that use already begin to grow. I also, obviously, as we've said, this has taken a lot of work and sacrifice to get here. So I want to invite Tim Hevener, who has been involved all these years on the fundraising side of what we've been doing, to let you know a little bit about the numbers, the cost of the project, and how far we've come in the past few years.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Jason. So there's a group of us that have gotten together to start to think about how we move forward from here financially in getting to where we need to get to pay for this facility. But the best way to start that off is to look a little bit at where we've come from. So there's a few slides that I'm hoping there they will show up. And these slides were actually prepared by Jameen Souza, who's sitting right here and should be standing beside me, but she doesn't think she speaks English as well as she does. So, Jameen, thank you very much for your help with these slides. So the total cost of all the renovations that occurred in this facility turned out to be $4.7 million, which was a little bit more than what we had originally anticipated. But there was some decisions that were made for things that came up as we were going through a renovation process, and anybody who's ever renovated anything knows that that's bound to happen, and it did happen. So our total cost for the facility came to $4.7 million. So far, we've received $1.9 million in pledges and donations towards that cost. So we continue to have a loan of $2.8 million. That loan is funded by the Canadian Western District of the Christian and Missionary Alliance. So this is an alliance church, and that's the 140 other churches in the district that we belong to. And those churches together have backed a loan to us, and that's because they believe in Cochrane Alliance Church and want to see this ministry flourish. Turning to the next slide, let's talk a little bit about pledges. We got the help of a fellow named Dave Belzy, who has helped many churches, Alliance and other churches in this community, to help us talk about how we could rally together to come up with the money that we needed to move forward with this facility. Dave encouraged us to start that process by gathering together the board of elders and the staff and the members of our building committee. And he asked that group of people to make a pledge towards the three-year goals that we had to come up with our down payment on this facility. And that group, that made it very personal for everybody that was involved in leadership. And that group really came through with a significant pledge, and that encouraged us to move to the next step, which was to ask all members of the congregation to consider participating over and above the regular giving that we need to just keep the programs going at the church. So those total pledges came to $2.1 million. Those pledges came from 129 people, and I'll just move to the next slide. And what you see is that there was a real cross-section in what people contributed. Again, considering that these were amounts that people were giving over and above the amounts they regularly would give to the church, these were very substantial and generous gifts. So they ranged in size, and people all considered what they were able to contribute. And what impresses me was that it was such a large cross-section of people, and so many people contributed in meaningful ways, and every bit of it was critical to the success of the campaign. Looking a little deeper into how people gave, on the next slide, what you'll see is that there was people who felt uncertain how to respond over a three-year period of time, and so they said, I know I can give this much. And so they made a one-time contribution. There was 49 of the people that contributed through that program that did that. Then there was people who were giving to us on an annual basis. I think a lot of those were people who wait until a bonus or to see how their business is doing at the end of the year and were able to give out of what happened at the end of the year. And then many others, the large majority of people, were giving on a monthly or a weekly basis. And all of that has contributed to us raising $1.9 so far out of the $2.1 million that was pledged. That campaign is still open, by the way. It ends at the end of this calendar year. Next slide. Yeah, so looking forward, one more. Our $2.8 million loan, that currently means that we are paying interest of $8,400 a month. And if you move to the next slide, you'll see that every $100,000 that we pay off of that will save us $300 in interest every month. And $1 million paid off results in $3,000 in interest savings every month. So we're going to talk a little bit in a few minutes about how to address that. But first, I think there's going to be a few people that participated in the campaign who are going to share a little bit with us about how that went. Thank you. So, moving forward, where should we go from here? Well, first of all, I want you to think about why Cochrane Alliance is such a great cause for you to support. And I've got three reasons that I can talk about. The first reason is your family here with us. Your children and your friends are growing here with us. God appointed us together to be family with Him, and we're here together. We're in it together. We're meant to live together. We're here in relationship with Jesus and in relationship with each other. There are good things and there are hard things to be learned by being together the way that we are, but it is all so worthwhile. We're family. That's a great reason for you to participate and support what's going on at Cochrane Alliance. Secondly, you build community here with us. Cochrane Alliance committed to open the door to create this facility and to connect with everyone who would connect with us here. This facility is meant to build into the lives of the whole community in Cochrane, not just those who attend this church. So this was a facility that was built for the people that come to worship here, and also for volunteer organizations who use this facility to support community programs, and for families in this area who will gather here to celebrate, to mourn, or just to be together. It's my belief that the presence of this facility in Cochrane is foundational to the whole of the community. This is part of the strength of what Cochrane is. So you build community with us. And thirdly, you build lives here with us. God is transforming people through Cochrane Alliance Church. God's people have a vision for the use of this facility, and you're part of that vision. So, we're going to be asking you to pledge again for 2018 and 2019. And once again, we're going to ask you to give over and above what you would normally give to Cochrane Alliance Church. Our goal this time is to pay the debt obligations that arise from this facility with the final objective to get that debt down to $1 million from our current balance of 2.8. The funds will be used towards the principal and the interest of a loan provided to us from that community of 140 other churches in the Western District of the Alliance. They believe in Cochrane Alliance, and we want to go back into being part of the group that supports the growth of other churches in the Western District. But first, we need to pay down what we've taken from the district. So here's how it works. The first step is that we talk. We're going to be asking you to participate in about an hour-long discussion with a leader from Cochrane Alliance Church. And some of you are going to be those leaders, and some of you are going to be part of these discussions. It's an opportunity for you to participate with the leadership in understanding and building the vision for Cochrane Alliance Church, to help understand how we are paying for this facility and the programs that are here, and to consider your role in moving forward. We're going to be reaching out to small groups, whatever those groups might be, during January and February. And if you're not part of a regular small group, then we're going to be hosting meetings here at the building and asking you to come and participate in a discussion like that. So that's the first step, we talk. The second step is that we pray. Talk to God about this. He knows all about Cochrane Alliance, and he knows all about you, and he knows about your family. Talk to him about your role and the way he will change you if you give. Please consider gathering together specifically to pray for this campaign, for what's going to happen here. You're going to be hearing more about opportunities to pray together in groups and to ask God to bless us again. And then thirdly, we pledge. At every one of these small group meetings or these discussions that we're going to be holding at the church, you're going to be provided with a pledge card. That pledge card, it asks you to indicate what amount you're prepared to pledge over that period 2018 and 2019, over and above your regular giving. The leader that gives you that card will not ask to get it back from you. You can ignore it, or you can throw it away if you like. But we think that it will prove to be a blessing for you to participate by making a pledge. No amount is too small. It takes all of us together. I recommend to you that you consider pledging an amount that is meaningful and challenging to you. And then, when and if you're ready, you return that pledge card to the church office or to a receptacle that'll be in the foyer of this building, or just put it into the offering. That pledge that you make is confidential. It is only between you and the church office administrators that are already managing your giving. It is most importantly just between you and God. No one is ever going to contact you directly to follow up on your pledge. You're not going to be sent a reminder letter or a notice. Your individual pledge and your follow through on that pledge will never be published. It's private. The only reporting that we'll ever do will be aggregated. We'll share with you the total amounts that are pledged and the total number of households that participate in those pledges. And as these pledges come in, we're also going to be reporting to you on how that's going. And like every contribution that you make to Cochrane Alliance, your contribution is tax deductible in the year in which you pay it. So that's going to be happening in January and February to get us paid down to our target of $1 million by the end of 2019. But maybe just how about now? How about right now? In the end of 2017, this campaign that I've just described is something that's going to extend over 2018 and 19, but you can help us tremendously by contributing here and now at the end of 2017 by giving Cochrane Alliance a jump start by topping up your 2017 contribution. You've been so generous this year, and we're all so grateful for the blessings that God has given to us, all of us, during this year. What a wonderful Christmas gift it will be to contribute to our capital program and get us over the top of our original campaign by the end of 2017. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. This past week, Mike and I were doing some brainstorming about how we might label this next financial initiative to pay down some of our debt. And I stumbled on a word that I'd never heard before. It's this word, munificent. Do any of you know what munificent means? I didn't. It means, it's an adjective pertaining to a gift or something like that, larger or more generous than is usual or necessary, or characterized by great generosity. Now, we thought it was a little high and lofty to call down a campaign munificent, so I don't think we're going to label it that. Some of you have some ideas about what we might label an initiative like this, please let us know. We'd like to discuss that with you. But we do think that munificence is a word that encapsulates how Jesus talked about using our finances to bless others. This is Luke 16:9. Use your worldly resources to benefit others and make friends. Then, when your possessions are gone, they will welcome you to an eternal home. So, I would say thank you, Cochrane Alliance. You have been giving munificently, and we appreciate it. We are blown away by what we've been able to accomplish together. To the many of you this morning who are living munificently, thank you. And I know that your generosity is not so much about the building, but about people, kids, students, men, women in the church, outside the church, who can be served and blessed by what we do with this place. And for those of you who have not yet had the privilege of trying out munificence, I invite you to join us as we use what God has given us, not just to enjoy the good life ourselves, but to bring it to others. Why don't you stand with me and we'll pray. Father, we are all reciprocants of your generosity, your over-the-top kind of giving. We are here called the church because we are people who have had grace lavished on us through the giving of your Son when we didn't deserve it, when we were looking for it, in fact, when we are running the other way. Thank you for your generosity. And as we come into Christmas here, we want to enter in with joy and thanksgiving at how you sent your Son into the world for us. I also want to thank you for the hearts which you have given your people here, how they have given sacrificially over these past 3 years, and for what we've been able to do as a result of that. And I pray that you'd keep your promise about blessing and providing. We've done this at a time when our province, which is usually known as a high-rolling province, lots of entrepreneurship, we invest and go for it. It's come at a time when we're actually experiencing a recession. Some of us are struggling in our jobs. Thank you for providing and seeing us through in those years. And we pray for our economy, for those who are looking for work, that you would provide. And I pray mostly for the way that we represent you as a church, as we reach out, as we do stuff in this place, as we live as Christian men and women and students in our homes, in our schools, in our workplace, that we would reflect your character to those around us. We ask again that you would give us our vision to see transformation take place in our hearts, and that that results in transformations of homes, in neighborhoods, of us as disciples of Jesus, so that we can see lives change, more people in that baptismal tank behind me, people being changed and shaped by Jesus, having their hurts healed in the past. Would you enable us to do that? We pray these things in your name. Amen.